Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you this morning?
Doing well. Beautiful morning.
Indeed. Yeah, it's hard to believe it's the dog days of August. Feels great, like September.
I know. Time is always seems to fly by in the summertime.
One cue to me this morning was that the free summer meals program is coming to an end on Friday, and I said, oh, there's a sign.
Wait, they're not paying you enough down there? You got to go to the free meals? Wow.
I am not eligible. but it's a great program, and I know it continues throughout the school year as well now, thanks to the state stepping in, so that's great.
It is big. You know, that was a big priority for Speaker Mariano, the program that kind of takes away that image, you know, that everyone's the same, everyone, you know, the whole discussion about equality and equity and stuff. Well, I thought it was a good move to make sure our kids have the nutrition they need for school. So it was a good meet. And I know the governor was very supportive of it, but my hat's off to Speaker Mariano.
Absolutely. Mayor, can we talk this morning a little bit about the future of the current MBTA bus garage on Hancock Street, which will soon be the former MBTA bus garage on Hancock Street?
Yes, that garage actually predated the T. I think it was run by whoever the company was that had the trolley service way back when.
Wow.
But anyway, it's been there a long time.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been a good neighbor over the years to the estuary in there down by Black's Creek. A lot of pollution over the years, but it's all been contained now. But yeah, so we expressed interest to the previous administration, Governor, and the current administration, and certainly the general manager is aware that the city of Quincy is interested in receiving that property, with the idea that we would build a facility that would kind of augment the stadium, perhaps an indoor turf on the same level as the field, and then an upper floor which could have classrooms and gymnasiums and serve after school programs, and we're looking with different organizations right now, nonprofits, but you know, at the end of the day, we think we can do some programming in there that will help families that need it. And we are talking with a number of donors. We're trying to raise private funds to build it. Rich Mahoney is spearheading that for me. And there's a gentleman from graduated Quincy High, and then he graduated at Harvard, and he died in a tragic fire a couple of years out of college. And the guys that went to school with him want to do something in his honor. So there's a real possibility that we raise significant dollars and name it in his honor, and then that would provide a terrific facility right next to our stadium and have minimal cost to the taxpayer. So it's an ambitious program, but we're excited about it. We think this has legs, so good stuff.
I know that there is a proposal to rezone that as open space, so would that negate that plan that you have?
Or? No, it would not. That would cement it. That would send a clear message to state lawmakers and all that this is what we want to do as a community, and this would fit with the rezoning.
Do you know what the timeline is for the T to move out of there?
I believe early 2027 they're going to be moving over to Brigham Parkway with the whole operation.
Okay, it looks like they're making pretty quick progress now on the.
They're moving now. Yeah.
I also noticed the reconstruction of the Hannon Parkways has taken place, and looks like that's about ready to be implemented as well.
Yeah, I think the final lights and striping and should be done this week. So, yes, that will be a nice addition, because if you're coming off of Bergen taking a right onto Hannon, it all backed up because of the light was so quickly there. This way, you can take the right, and those people heading up Parking Way will have a dedicated right, and it should make things move more smoothly in that area.
Sure. As we mentioned, getting down to the wire now for the start of schools, anything that parents should be aware of in terms of changes at the buildings?
No, I know that every year we do upgrades and fix things, and depending on the population shifts, and sometimes there's new classrooms added in some buildings where they can find space because the population is up. So I know that Paul Hines and his team from Public Buildings work directly with the superintendent and his team and kind of get all this stuff done the summer in preparation. And then, of course, the regular maintenance. And I know Quincy High, I think this would be, this is the last summer of the original rug put in back in 1980 was pretty worn down throughout the classrooms in that building. So in the last few years, we've been doing so many classrooms a year, so that'll finish that up. But things like that throughout the city and the various buildings, you know, regular painting, plumbing upgrades, whatever the, those types of projects you can't do while the kids in school, you try to bang them out during the summer when the kids aren't around.
Sure, yeah. Mayor, I've been asked to ask you about where the process of redeveloping Wollaston Center is.
Yeah, I was still working on that. I believe, I got to check in with planning, but I know we were awaiting the state's approval on the new URDP down there. So it should be, if we don't have it already, it was pending, but that was the last kind of piece to it, if you will, through the procedures and process by which we started at the local level. But the state does have to sign off on those things, so I got to check in on that. But we do have some interest there, and we're going to definitely pursue that this year.
Very good. And you'll be planting a bunch of new trees, I guess.
Yes, we try to do that every year. The last several years, we've used hotel tax money toward that. Commissioner Murphy and his team, and you know, we've lost a lot of trees over the decades, but we continue to plant new ones. I know in the discussion of climate control and debates and arguments about what fossil fuels are not, solar or not, wind, whatever the heck may be, one of the great things we can do is plant trees for the environment. It has tremendous benefits to us, so we're going to continue to do that aggressively. So people are interested in having a tree planted on the Loom border. If you have one on the street, feel free to reach out to the Department of Natural Resources.
Yep, there's actually a tree planting request form right on the city website. And
of course there is.
Of course there is. And a QR code, too, to use on your mobile device. Yes.
Impressive.
And going back to the 80s and 90s this Saturday, Mayor, it's the last of the free concerts on the Hancock Adams Common.
Yes. It's John McDonald's been coordinating that program this year. I know we had a little weather with one or two of them, but it's a great program. I've heard a lot of feedback from the public about how, first of all, how beautiful the Hancock Adams Green is, and then to really bring it to life with the various programming we've done. I know people deeply appreciate it. So, 80s and 90s. I was more 70s type music, but there was some good music in the 80s and 90s as well. So encourage people to enjoy it and avail themselves to it.
Yeah, it's 3 to 8 p.m. on Saturday. It's free to the public. Yeah, bring your own chair if you want. There'll be some food trucks and what have you. It should be a lot of fun for sure.
Absolutely.
And then, not to be outdone, on Sunday is the 37th annual, believe it or not, August Moon Festival.
Indeed. And that program's come a long way, too, in its history. It started up as a little dinky program down in Norfolk Down.
Yep.
But certainly has grown. And I certainly tip my hat to Philip Chong and the board and all the volunteers that put it together, and of course the sponsors. They do a lot of good work in our city. Quincy Asian Resources, we're grateful for that.
Absolutely. It started out, about 1,000 people showed up. I think this year they're expecting 10,000 along Coddington Street on Sunday. So certainly
pretty amazing.
It really
good
is. Yeah. And I remember the first one, so I'm starting to feel old.
You are old, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank goodness. At least I've earned it.
Yep.
Appreciate your time, Mayor.
Have a great day, Joe.
You too. Bye-bye.